On January 11, 1755, Alexander Hamilton was born on Nevis, a small island in the West Indies. It is now part of the country called the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. It was a British colony, which meant it was governed by Great Britain and its king, George III. Alexander's parents were James Hamilton and Rachel Fossett. James had grown up in Scotland, where his family lived in a castle. But as the youngest son, James didn't inherit it. He came to the West Indies hoping to make money, but he wasn't very good at it. Rachel Fossett had been born in the West Indies, and her family was French. James and Rachel were not married. Rachel had married another man when she was young, but he was very mean. She ran away, leaving behind a son, and she never saw him again. Rachel and James lived together as husband and wife and had two children, James and Alexander. The West Indies. When Christopher Columbus set out from Spain, he hoped to sail west and eventually find the islands known as the East Indies. The place that Columbus was really looking for was east of Spain, in the Pacific Ocean, a country we now call Indonesia. When he came upon a group of islands in the Caribbean, he thought he had reached his destination, so he called these islands the Indies. When people realized Columbus's mistake, they referred to this area of the Atlantic Ocean as the West Indies. Also known as the Caribbean Basin, the West Indies encompass the triangle from Florida, south along the coast of Central America, eastward along the coast of South America, and northward to Bermuda. Many white people on the island made money by growing sugarcane. Most of the sugarcane was picked by slaves who had been brought to the islands from Africa. It was a terrible job, standing in the hot sun and harvesting the plants. So terrible that many slaves died within 5 years of being sent to the island. Perhaps it was seeing people suffer this way that turned Alexander against slavery for the rest of his life. Alexander loved to read, both in English and French, a language he learned from his mother. He probably wasn't allowed to go to a formal school because his parents weren't married, so he was tutored. But in his small town, Alexander and James didn't really think of themselves as different from other children. It wasn't unusual for boys to be taught at home. The Triangle Trade. Sugarcane is a type of grass that grows over 6 feet tall. It grows best in tropical climates, but it did not exist in the West Indies until Christopher Columbus brought it there. Europeans saw this as a good place to raise the crop, using slaves as free labor. Ships left European ports and sailed to Africa, carrying valuable items like guns, cloth, and copper. Once in Africa, they would trade goods for human beings who would later be sold as slaves. Many died on the journey, but those who survived were brought to America to work on plantations and pick cotton, or sent to the Caribbean to harvest sugarcane. The cotton and the sugar, often in the form of molasses or rum, was shipped back to Europe. Because the ships returned to the same three areas over and over, this was called the Triangle Trade. In 1765, James Hamilton moved the family to another island, called St. Croix, which today is part of the United States Virgin Islands. In St. Croix, Alexander and his brother James started to understand for the first time that they were different from other children because their parents weren't married. Some people on the island did not approve. In 1766, when Alexander was 11 years old, his father abandoned the family. He didn't think he could support them anymore and went off to one of the other islands to try to earn more money. A year later, Alexander and his mother got very sick. No one knows what the illness was, but for days, they both lay in bed burning with fever. Alexander recovered, but his mother died. James and Alexander went to live with an adult cousin, but he, too, died within just a few years. Now the boys were truly alone in the world. Everything their mother had owned belonged to her first husband, so the boys were left with nothing. With their mother dead and their father gone, they had no idea what their future would hold.